Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. In this series, we will be reading in the book of Matthew, which is a part of the Synoptic Gospels. The Synoptic Gospels refers to the books of Matthew, Mark, and Luke, which means that these Gospels contain many of the same stories, and that those stories are sometimes even presented in the same sequence within each of the three different books. The book of Matthew itself was written towards a more Jewish audience to convince them that Jesus was the Messiah promised to them in the Old Testament. It is believed that this book was written 80 to 90 AD. Now, AD stands for Anno Domini, which is Latin for in the year of the Lord, indicating a year after the estimated birth of Jesus Christ. So anything that happened after the birth of Christ, especially within a Christian viewpoint, gets an AD after the date. Nowadays, some more non-religious scholars do use the abbreviation CE, that stands for the phrase Common Era. But both CE and AD refer to the same years in the Gregorian calendar, which is the most widely used calendar today. So let us open our Bibles to the book of Matthew in the 18th chapter. Today's reading we will start with verse 15, and we'll be finishing with both the chapter and today's reading on verse 35. I'll be using the New Living Translation, but you're welcome to follow along in the version of the Bible that you're most comfortable with. Jesus continues preaching in verse 18. If another believer sins against you, go privately and point out the offense. If the other person listens and confesses it, you have won that person back. But if you are unsuccessful, take one or two others with you and go back again, so that everything you say may be confirmed by two or three witnesses. If the person still refuses to listen, take your case to the church. Then if he or she won't accept the church's decision, treat that person as a pagan or a corrupt tax collector. I tell you the truth, whatever you forbid on earth will be forbidden in heaven, and whatever you permit on earth will be permitted in heaven. I also tell you this. If two of you agree here on earth concerning anything you ask, my Father in heaven will do it for you. For where two or three gather together as my followers, I am there among them. Then Peter came to him and asked, Lord, how often should I forgive someone who sins against me? Seven times. No, not seven times, Jesus replied, but 70 times 7. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king who decided to bring his accounts up to date with servants who had borrowed money from him. In the process, one of his debtors was brought in who owed him millions of dollars. He couldn't pay, so his master ordered that he be sold, along with his wife, his children, and everything he owned, to pay the debt. But the man fell down before his master and begged him, "Please be patient with me, and I will pay it all." Then his master was filled with pity for him, and he released him and forgave his debt. But when the man left the king, he went to a fellow servant who owed him a few thousand dollars. He grabbed him by the throat and demanded instant payment. His fellow servant fell down before him and begged for a little more time. "Be patient with me, and I will pay it," he pleaded. But his creditor wouldn't wait. He had the man arrested and put in prison until the debt could be paid in full. When some of the other servants saw this, they were very upset. They went to the king and told him everything that had happened. Then the king called in the man he had forgiven and said, "You evil servant, I forgave you that tremendous debt because you pleaded with me. Shouldn't you have mercy on your fellow servant, just as I had mercy on you?" Then the angry king sent the man to prison to be tortured until he had paid his entire debt. "That's what my heavenly Father will do to you if you refuse to forgive your brothers and sisters from your heart." Once again, that was verses 15 through 35 in the 18th chapter of the Gospel according to Matthew, which was read from the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the verses in Matthew we just read a little more in depth. Jesus gave clear instructions for how to deal with conflict. First, we go directly to the person. Don't run away, avoid, be passive-aggressive, manipulate, escalate, overreact, or accuse. Deal with the problem in love. If that doesn't work, then bring another person. Your goal isn't to be right, but help the person in their sin. The conflict should be about character, not personal preferences. If a Christian brother or sister refuses to listen, then out of love bring it to leaders in the church who care enough to confront, leaving the 99 to reach the one. If the person still doesn't listen, treat them as you would a tax collector or sinner, which is with love and reaching out to a lost sheep. Jesus used the parable of the sheep earlier in this chapter within verses 12 through 14, and always ready to forgive. How many times should we forgive? Peter asked this question, seeking a limit. In their day, the rabbis taught that forgiveness was limited to 3 or maybe even 5 times. Jesus shocked his disciples and us with his answer. Forgiveness is unlimited. His command was clear, it is a mindset. Forgive others as much as you would like to be forgiven by God. Are you aware of how many times the Father has forgiven you? We are the ones with the $1 million debt. May we forgive as we have been forgiven. And may we be transformed by his forgiveness. There is an edge to this story. Jesus said those who don't forgive won't be forgiven. We don't earn salvation but receive it. But if we don't give forgiveness, it shows we never received it from God. The world needs forgiveness from God and for each other. Our Father begins by forgiving each heart that is willing to accept it. And now here are some thoughts to meditate on during your personal prayer time and for the rest of your day. Why is it hard for us to deal with sin and conflict as Jesus told us? What does it mean to deeply accept God's forgiveness? Is there anyone in your life or past that needs your forgiveness? As we end this devotional, we would like you to know that we're so grateful that you joined us. We hope this was a great encouragement to all our listeners out there, as much as it was a blessing for us to share it with all of you. If you would like to follow along with us for more enriching insights, discussions, and soul-searching introspections within our devotional series of the Sacred Biblical Writings, then hit the follow icon on our profile to get updates for new episodes that are posted every Monday through Friday. Be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.